Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of Swedish for the Almost Beginner. So I'm gonna have every fifth episode like a short recap of the previous four ones. So now this is not gonna be a conversation, but I'm gonna go through like verbs that we have used and some simple grammar on the topics that we have discussed. So first of all, so in Swedish, you don't have to change the verb depending on who's talking. So you may know from languages such as Spanish and Italian and French that you have to have different forms of the verbs depending on who's speaking. But in Swedish, you don't have to do that. So you have jag är, du är, ni är, vi är, de är, and so on. So in English, you even have, you know, I am, you are, he is, they are. In Swedish, you just say jag är, or jag var, I was. So that's from the verb vara. So att vara glad, to be glad. But jag är glad, I am glad, jag var glad, I was glad. So that's, you know, a simple thing, actually, in Swedish. Sometimes it can be hard to use present and past tense. So, for example, är changes to var. And a verb like springa, which means to run, is jag springer, I run. But then jag sprang, I ran. So it's springa, sprang. And then if you would say I have run, then you have to say jag har sprungit. So it's springa, sprang, sprungit. So those are the more difficult verbs. Some verbs are easier, like kasta, to throw. Jag kastar, han kastar, du kastar, vi kastar, and so on. And then in past tense, it would be jag kastade, han kastade, and so on. Jag har kastat, I have thrown. So the weak verbs are very simple, very simple. Sometimes it's de, sometimes it's te, but they follow a very simple rule. So tycker, for example, jag tycker om, I like, as we have talked about. Jag tycker om naturen. Jag tyckte om naturen. That means, so basically, I used to like nature. Men nu gillar jag staden. But now I like the city. Or you can say, if you would do the opposite, so jag gillade staden. Men nu tycker jag om naturen. Yeah. So then it's tycker, tyckte, tyckt. Jag har tyckt om, I have liked. Jag har tyckt om ABBA, men inte längre. I used to like ABBA, but not anymore. That's not true for me, by the way. I always like ABBA sometimes. And then it's jag har gillat någonting. Jag har gillat dig förut, men nu tycker jag att du är jobbig. I used to like you, but now I think you're annoying. So jobbig is like kind of annoying. So jobb is exactly a kind of funny thing in Swedish, because it means, as in English, like a job. So jobba is to work. Jag jobbade på fabrik. I used to work in a factory. Jag har jobbat, but then you can also say jobbigt. So, and that means like something is hard to do or tough. So, so if you talk about walking in the mountains, for example, hur gick det att gå upp för berget? Det var jobbigt, men vacker utsikt. So it was hard, but the view was beautiful. And then we also, I discussed like things that you could maybe wander around and walk in nature. So we can maybe talk a little bit about verbs that you use when you get from one place to another. So you have gå, to walk. Jag går hem, I walk home. Jag gick, so gå is also a strong verb, difficult. So jag går, jag gick hem igår. Jag har gått hem, I have walked home. So, and you can't use it as the English go. So in English you can say, I will go to Sweden. But if you would say, jag ska gå till Sverige, that means you would actually walk to Sweden. So you have to say something like, resa till Sverige, travel to Sweden. Or you specify it, so, jag ska resa till Sverige med tåg. Or jag ska flyga till Sverige, so I will go by train or fly. So you can't use go in a broad sense as in English, unfortunately. Cykla is to ride a bike, so cykel is a bike, but cykla, so jag cyklade till stan, I biked to town. And ta bussen, so you can take the train and take the bus, same. Jag tog bussen, jag tog tåget. Yeah, so those are maybe the main ones. Ta tunnelbanan, take the subway also. We're going to discuss next time a bit more about different verbs to use on how to walk. Like you can walk in different ways, you know, if you're strolling or if you're rushing or whatever. So that's going to be next week. And then we have adjectives, for example, that we have discussed a little bit, that have appeared in my talks. So you can adjectives are also kind of easy, but if we take glad, for example, glad, en glad man, en glad person. But if you have nouns that are ett nouns, so like lejon, a lion is ett lejon. So you have either en or ett. En kvinna, ett lejon. So those are the two you have to think about. So den glada kvinnan, en glad kvinna, but ett glatt lejon. So when you have the ett nouns, you get a T in the adjectives. In plural, they're the same. So we would say två glada kvinnor, two glad or happy women, två glada lejon, two happy lions. So that's adjectives. If we'd say like, as I, so den glada kvinnan, then it has an A in it. De glada kvinnorna, de glada lejonen. So the happy lions. Then it gets an A for the plural, okay. I'm not going to talk too much about grammar because I think grammar can be studied much better in books. It's hard to just talk about it and try to remember it all. So you have to study it a little bit by reading. Yeah, finally, then we had also the beginning about reading. So läsa. So jag läser en bok. I read a book. Jag läste en bok igår. I read a book yesterday. Jag har läst en bra bok. I have read a good book. Och titta på TV, like titta, to watch something. So if you se is see. So you don't see TV. Se på TV. You can say se på TV actually, but yeah, start over. So you can so see att se. It's more passive, but it can sometimes be used like se på TV. But usually it's like, if something comes to your view, jag såg en fågel. Then it would be wrong to say jag tittade en fågel. That's not correct. Tittade på en fågel, then you're actively looking at a bird. And then titta på TV, so it's like jag tittade på TV. I watched, yes, TV. Jag har tittat. I have watched TV. Then we also had, jag ser, which is, jag ser på TV. Jag såg en bra serie och nu har jag sett den där serien. Yeah, then before we finish this time, I just want to mention maybe some of the adjectives that we used for describing things also. So mysigt, cozy and nice atmosphere. Trevligt is also like a good atmosphere. But a person can also be trevlig, as he, han är trevlig. He's a nice person. Han är mysig. He's, it doesn't mean really cozy there, but a mysig person is like someone who gives a nice atmosphere, like aura, someone you want to be close to that gives you good feelings. Yeah. Vackert. So, en vacker stad, a beautiful city. Ett vackert träd. That's so träd is an ett word. Ett vackert träd. A beautiful tree. But then if it's plural, then it becomes vackra. So vacker. The E gets assimilated in plural. So you say, it's just natural because it sounds easier. Otherwise you would say vackra. But what has happened is that it has become assimilated. So you say, några vackra städer. Some beautiful cities. Några vackra träd. Some beautiful trees. Yeah. So listen to this episode again if you feel like you need to listen to it to sort of internalize it better. But next week, as I said, we're going to talk a little bit more about different ways to move about. So to walk and run and so on. So hope that you will listen to episode 6 then in Swedish for the almost beginner.